Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And this is your host, Allison, and you know I thank you for being here. I'm always happy that you decide to spend some time with me on Monday nights. I really appreciate all of your support and all of you that tune in every week. I just got a really quick announcement before we get to our guest. This Sunday, April 17th, from 7 to 9 p.m., I'm going to be teaching an Introduction to Numerology teleconference class. And, you know, if you've been, I know a lot of the people that listen to the show, they're fascinated with numerology. And if you've ever thought that you'd kind of like to learn a little bit more about it, this is really a great way to start. You can find out all the details about the teleconference class on my website, visiblebynumbers.com, on the events page. And I'd love to have you join me. Okay, so let's talk about my guest this evening. She is the author of Heaven Talks to Children, Afterlife Contacts, Spiritual Gifts, and Loving Messages, which really is a wonderful book about after-death communications, more than 100 true stories of children up to the ages of 17 who have been contacted by deceased loved ones. And I've been reading the book and absolutely enjoying the many, many stories in it. My guest this evening is Christine Duminiak, and she's a certified grief recovery specialist and the founder of Prayer Wave for ADC. She is the radio co-host with Sunny Wells on Ask the Angel Show on Blog Talk Radio. As I said, she's the author of Heaven Talks to Children. She's a frequent guest speaker in James Von Prague's chat room, and she's been interviewed as an authority on afterlife signs on Fox News, NBC, CBS, and Coast to Coast AM. I'm just going to give you her website because while, you know, it's a really wonderful website, there's all kinds of things that you can find there. It's got everything, afterlife signs, dream visits, directions to go to the Prayer Wave for ADC, all kinds of things on our website. It's www.christineduminiak.com. Let me spell that for you. ChristineDuminiak.com. And if I said that too fast, you can always go to the Visible by Numbers page on BBS Radio or even my own personal website. And you'll find a link there, and you can hop on over there and give her website a look while I welcome her to the show. Hi, Christine. How are you?
Hi, Allison. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me tonight. And by the way, I have to say you have a beautiful radio voice. It's just lovely to listen to. Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Well, thank you. I kind of think of it as being a little Pollyanna-ish. You know, I kind of like to get a little sexy vibe going, but, you know, I'll take what I got. Okay. So, anyhow, listen, Christine, I got to ask you, because a lot of people probably are not, 100% certain of what exactly is a certified grief recovery specialist. Would you mind explaining that?
Sure. That is a person who really helps the griever to express their feelings and emotions, to instead of holding it in and the emotions are building up and becoming more intense, it's a way to let go of everything, to talk about it, to write about it, to write the loved one a letter especially, which is many people will suffer because they did not have a chance to say goodbye, especially if there was a sudden death involved. So it gives people a way to say goodbye. However, I don't believe it should stop there. I always say when you say goodbye to the physical you, also say hello to the new spiritual relationship that we're now going to have if you want that spiritual relationship to continue. Sure. And to me, that's one of the most healing aspects of my spiritual bereavement support work, and then helping people to recognize the afterlife signs that they may be getting that they're completely overlooking.
Sure. Well, I think that as a society, we kind of fall down flat on our face when it comes to discussion of death and even how to process it or even how to talk to our children about it or each other about it. And I think so often that when someone in your family or loved one passes on, there's that immediate funeral and the days afterwards. And then after that, people feel very uncomfortable not knowing exactly what to say. And I suppose there can be a sense of loneliness in that. And I think that the work that you do is really important work because it really, the first couple of weeks after the death of a loved one, that's more or less the shock, being in shock. But then you have to process it. So I think it's really a wonderful way to help people to get through it. So I think it must be really rewarding work. I'm sure you feel that way.
Oh, definitely. And especially that's why my message board is so important, Prayer Way for After Death Communication.
Sure. Tell us about that.
People
can tell us what it is.
Okay, it is a grief support and prayer website with a spiritual aspect to it. So many people long to receive an afterlife sign because they feel that they won't know that their loved one is okay unless they receive a sign. And they really are tormented by waiting and waiting and waiting for a sign. And I believe in the power of group prayer. So every Friday we have Prayerway Friday, wherever you are, all over the world, and our members are from 21 different countries, people will say a prayer for each other in the group to get an afterlife sign. And also, it's a way to come and express those feelings and emotions to people who won't judge you because, you know, emotions are so very raw, especially in the beginning. And they don't want to be a downer to people who their friends and family, and
sure,
they suffer in silence. So it's a way to express your feelings amongst the caring group of people who are feeling the same way, and they help support you. And we all help each other to recognize the afterlife signs that they may be getting and not even realizing it.
Sure.
So it's a wonderful, safe place to go, especially if you are getting afterlife signs and there's no one around that believes you or thinks you're hallucinating and you don't feel comfortable in discussing it. You could discuss
sure
it at Prayer Wave, and
sure,
that's a great place to come to because of that.
Well, I know that, you know that I'm a numerologist and I do readings for people all the time, I mean every week. And so, you know, one of the language of numerology really talks about mediumship and channeling and clairvoyance, clairaudience and dreams and visions and prophecy. That's the language of numerology. And what I find is a lot of people, certain numbers identify your ability to connect to spirit, how you might have an aptitude to connect to spirit. And when I bring that up in a reading, I find so many people have had all these experiences but never thought that they were crazy or didn't know how to express that to anyone, and they're telling me for the first time what happened to them or when, you know, someone came and visited them or whatever the case may be. And I find that there's, this is a very necessary service that you provide because it does help people to understand that this is perfectly normal. I mean, we use the word paranormal, but I always laugh and say it's perfectly normal because when you truly understand that we are spirits having a physical existence, and I think God meant for us to keep talking to Him and keep talking
definitely
to our loved ones. I don't think we should be so arrogant to think that we're not supposed to. And so I think, especially from all the people that I've, spoken to, I mean, I could write a book myself about these very special, wonderful experiences that people have had from their loved ones. So I really think that that's a wonderful thing that you do. Wonderful.
Oh, thank you. And it's wonderful what you're doing, too, because until they found you, they weren't able to probably share it with anyone who would understand.
Sure. Now, so I think also, too, I can validate for them why. I mean, I can validate for them why it's happening to them because some people, actually are, it's just like in your book, and we're going to get to your book, Heaven Talks to Children, that when children are closer to spirit when they're born and children are more apt to have interaction with the spiritual realm, when they're young. And, but this is something that there's people walking all over the planet that are middle-aged that, because there wasn't books like this one that you've written, because there wasn't websites, I mean, the Internet itself, the number of spiritual websites and information you can get there, I mean, there wasn't nothing in existence. And so people kind of walked around feeling kind of like I said, insane, crazy, nobody's going to believe me, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I think it's, you know, at least what I can do is validate for them, yeah, you kind of got a gift here. And I kind of, yeah, yes. I would, and when I say to them, do you get messages and dreams? And most often everybody goes, oh my God, yes, I do. You know, so it's kind of interesting to me. Take a moment, if you don't mind, and, you know, you touched on the subject of what are afterlife contacts, what sort of things do spirits come through and how do they give us messages? Maybe kind of go through some of them for our listeners.
Sure. I've noticed for adults, I've identified at least 20 common types, and I wrote about that in my first book, God's Gift of Love, After Death Communications. And for adults, they're more subtle. For instance, you might feel someone touching you, patting you on the shoulder, or massaging your head, or stroking your hair. You may find coins being left for you, and it's usually the same denomination, a dime, or over and over again, you're finding a dime that seems to materialize out of nowhere. Audio, you may hear someone call your name, but there's no one around. Or you may turn on the radio, and the song that connects you to your loved one just happens to come on the radio. So they're that type of subtle signs. Of course, dreams are one of them. And it's interesting, a lot of people don't realize that if they're receiving a comforting dream about their loved one, that is an actual visit from their loved one. They just thought they were having a nice dream, not realizing it's an actual spiritual visit, a chance for you both to meet and to see each other, which is a wonderful thing. So those are some of the types. They also use computers to signal us, telephones, answering machines, and just so many different ways. But the difference between children and adults is, unless you are a medium or a psychic, you're probably not going to have the ability to see spirits, perhaps maybe in a meditative state you may. But a child has a natural ability to see and hear spirits, and they think, the younger the child is, the more likely it is that they believe they're talking to a human being. They do not differentiate between a physical being and a spiritual being. To them, it's one and the same person. And this is a very common phenomenon that children experience that most adults wish they could have that same gift. And yes.
Mm-hmm. But I also think that with the times that we are in, and I have seen a tremendous explosion, especially since the year 2000, and people that would be more tied to conventional religion asking deeper questions because they've had signs or visitations or they've had, you know, connections to spirit, angels, whatever, you know, source, God. They've had all these visions and different things happen to them that has kind of propelled them to ask and to seek and to search for perhaps a more meaningful connection to their soul and their connection to their God, whatever, however they might identify their God. I think that this is becoming not only, I think, for children. I mean, this is all my own personal experience, but I think a lot of adults are getting kind of woke up rather abruptly lately, or having, you know, a little bit more stronger experiences than maybe perhaps.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I agree with that.
I did see where you referred to it in your book. You called it, I believe that there's a, because you do try, and I think this is really a good thing because oftentimes people, when you bring up the words mediumship or talking to those that have crossed over, and when you think of traditional or conventional religion, there really is a negative connotation to that. And
right.
I think some of the things that you bring up in your book, you know, about helping to allay that fear in people. And there is a actual scripture, I believe, that you quoted, and I think you use the end of times, I think is what you use, and that there will be more signs, there will be more visions, there will be more prophecy, more of this happening. And I thought that was really an interesting aspect of your book.
Yes, yes. I have a chapter in Heaven Talks to Children entitled, Does the Bible Permit Spirit Communication? And in there I go into about the last days, and I believe there are references in the New Testament, which I document, which shows that Jesus and his apostles were talking to spirits. And I am a Catholic myself, so I understand where Christians and Catholics are coming from as far as worrying about is this from God or not. And so, but the Bible does say in the last days that more people will be seeing, having visions and dreaming dreams, and there'll be more gifts of the Holy Spirit. And one of them is discernment. So for those who understand about negative spirits, there is discernment that you can use to test the spirit to be sure that it is one that is up from God. And that takes care of the problem of worrying that everything must be from Satan and throwing the baby out with the bathwater. If
sure.
you use discernment, then you know if you're talking to a spirit who is from God or not. Mm-hmm. So, and I just don't believe that God would give people a gift and not give them a way to protect themselves with that gift and to use it in a responsible, wise way,
sure.
according to his purpose for why they
sure.
received that gift.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, I myself, you know, I'm a product of a parochial school. You know, I had my little uniform and went to school all my life. But I think that I was trying desperately to learn the religion that my family wanted me to learn. But once I was on my own, I just didn't feel right to me. Things didn't make sense to me. So I was kind of like this little, I'm going to go off and find my religion. And so I think I stopped in at Baptist church and Lutheran church and whatever I could find and
mm-hmm.
kept looking and searching for a religion that made sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I really have to say that when it comes to, you know, taking a more spiritual outlook on your connection with God, that it's a personal connection between you and God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I can honestly say that I have more faith now than I ever had for all the years that I was, you know, in the position of going to Mass and church and going to school. But I have more faith and a closer connection and a much more deeper faith now than ever before.
Oh,
and I really
wonderful.
Feel that really you have to seek your own truth in your own relationship. But I do think that there's a lot of people that get a little bit nervous and a little bit upset and a little bit worried about all that stuff. And I think that you make a really nice presentation in your book. But let's get back to the fact that you have absolutely delightful, wonderful stories. And this book is, honestly, to all my listeners, this book is just a delight just to read all the wonderful stories of the children and their various different experiences, you know, talking to spirit, seeing spirit, or giving messages to their family from
you.
Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Just delightful. Yeah. That is just worth the read right there because it just makes you smile from ear to ear, and I truly, absolutely appreciated that. One thing I think we have a caller, and that was one thing that I was going to say, that a lot of you that are listening in the listening audience, you know, perhaps you yourself have a child that maybe displays some ability. You yourself may have had some after, you know, death experiences where you've gotten messages from your loved ones. Perhaps you read the book, or maybe you'd like to make a comment, Christine. We do have the lines open, and we'd be delighted to take your calls. So let me just go ahead and give those numbers for a moment here. You can call in toll-free at 888-815-9756. You can also call in direct at 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, 530-413-4522. Again, I'm speaking to Christine Dominiak, who is a certified grief recovery specialist. She's the founder of the Prayer Way for ADC. She also wrote this wonderful book. Y'all got to get it. It's Heaven Talks to Children. I know we've got a caller on the line, so I'm going to take my next caller. Who's calling, please? Caller? Speak up, caller. I know you're there. Huh. Maybe not. Do we have a caller on the line? Okay. Okay, so maybe they hung up or maybe they didn't think we were talking to them. So once again, the lines are open. So if you've got some questions, hey, you're more than welcome to call. And I know that Christine would be more than happy to answer your questions, okay?
Oh, you bet. You bet.
Okay.
Please call in.
Okay, I just heard the beep again, so let's see. Do we have a caller?
You certainly do.
All right. Well, hi there. Who's this?
Oh, hi. This is Linda calling Allison from Florida.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Hi, Linda.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Do you have a question, comment, or something for Christine?
Oh, yes, yes. I wanted to know if you could tell me anything with finances.
No, 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 darling.
I wish
you
I could, Linda,
you know
but I am not a psychic.
I'm not Allison, and I'm not at my computer. I'm only on my phone.
Okay, sweetie. Well, we would love to give you some information on your finances, except for this is not what the show's about tonight. So I'll tell you what, honey, why don't you call in next week, okay?
I'm sorry, Allison. I feel embarrassed. I have a virus on my computer, and I'm playing with it, so I wasn't able to listen from the computer.
That's okay.
I have your schedule wrong in my mind.
That's
so
okay.
I apologize.
We understand. That's okay. It's always good to hear from you, Linda. No problem. Have a good night.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to your class on Sunday.
All right.
Thank
wonderful.
You. And I
all
apologize
right,
again.
No problem.
That's okay, Linda. Bye-bye, sweetie.
We usually have, my apologies to you, Christine, but, you know, we have quite a bit of psychics and mediums. A lot of my friends are on the show, and, of course, everyone's allowed to call in and ask questions, and you know how they love that.
Oh,
so,
sure.
That's okay. But for tonight, you know, if you're listening and you want to call in, again, you may have had your own visitation from a loved one that's crossed over. Perhaps you have a child that is displaying, you know, some unusual gifts, or maybe you have some questions for Christine, and or you've read the book, this is the lady to speak to, so you're more than welcome to call into the show. If you didn't get the numbers when I announced them, you can find them right on the front page of bbsradio.com. And again, I'm going to give out Christine's website. It's christinedumaniac.com. Going to spell it for you. It's christinedumaniac.com. You can also get that link on my Visible by Numbers website or on the BBS pages. I did want to ask you, Christine, you know, you touched upon a little bit earlier about discernment and, you know, like when you are receiving messages or when your child is communicating to you that they're having conversations perhaps with a spirit. And discernment of knowing whether this is a positive and good and of the light and of God, spirit, or perhaps a negative energy. And in the chapter, you know, you yourself refer to having a painful learning lesson. So if you don't mind, if that's not an uncomfortable question for you, I was wondering, could you expand? Like, did you have some, you know, an experience yourself with a negative energy?
Yes, I noticed that when I am in my half awake, half asleep state, mm-hmm. that I will get spiritual contact. And I remember one time, a spirit visited me that looked like my dad. And my dad had been ill for most of his life, most of his adult life. Excuse me, I'm fighting off my husband's cold.
I'm so sorry, sweetie. Go ahead.
And anyway, the spirit said, I died 2 hours ago, and this was in the middle of the night. Well, it wouldn't have surprised me if my dad did die because he was not in the greatest of health, having emphysema and other problems. And it was in the middle of the night, and I was almost tempted to call my mother, and I thought, you know, I think I'll just wait till tomorrow morning and have her call me. And the next morning, she didn't call, so I called her, and my dad was there. He was still alive. He hadn't died. And the spirit who visited me looked like my dad. And he was playing with me. He was trying to, you know, bring sorrow to my heart and maybe call my mother in the middle of the night. And so that was a case where a negative spirit. Then there was another time it actually happened in a dream. I had lost a baby. I have two children, but in between I had lost a baby that I was carrying. And many years later, this spirit visited me in the middle of a dream and looked like one of my children, and she started to cry, and again, it had to do with my dad's health. And I said, is Daddy going to die? And she said, yes. And I said, when? And she said, in 2 months. And then I you know, I said, okay, all right, fine. And the dream ended shortly after that. And I woke up feeling so badly. And I didn't want to tell my dad that he was going to be dying in 2 months. And I got him prepared by talking to him about the afterlife, having him read books about near-death experiences. My favorite is Betty Eady's Embraced by the Light.
Sure.
And preparing him, and I had a chance to send him to write him a letter about my feelings about him and, you know, how he was my hero. And so 2 months come and go, and my dad actually seemed healthier than he had been in a while. And I thought, well, what's going on with this? So I contacted my good friend Sonny Wells, and I said, I don't understand. I got this message I thought was a heavenly message. I thought it was for my daughter who had passed. So we had a session with the angels, and they said, no, I'm Chris, the spirit that visited you was from Satan, and your dad's not dying, obviously, as you know, and he's going to be around for a little while longer. Well, actually, my dad passed 2 years after that visit that I had, but some good came out of that because I did have the opportunity to prepare my dad for whenever he was going to be going home and to write that important letter that meant so much to him to have for me. And but yet there are times when spirits will impersonate your loved ones and give you false information to hurt you in some respect. But I love what God does. He turns things around for the good. And so in this case, a greater good came out of my situation. So I have learned to start to ask the spirit, regardless of what they look like, and I can even do this in my dreams now, to ask them if they are from God. And they will, or they committed to Jesus Christ, and they get exposed. When you actually ask them questions like that, they don't seem to be able to lie. And I've had many out themselves by saying no or curse me or something and disappear when I ask them if they are in service to Christ or just something along those lines. I go into it more in depth in my book about how to test and clear a spirit. But people should know that many people get dreams from their loved ones that are very hurtful. They might be angry at them in a dream or ignoring them or being affectionate to somebody else. And they wake up from these dreams and they think that that their loved one no longer loves them. And it's very hurtful. And I teach people to, before they go to bed at night, ask for God's holy protection. And when they do this faithfully, they find that these dreams pretty much stop coming around and they start getting the good dreams from their loved ones that God wanted them to have. It's with God, it's all about comfort. With the dark side, it's all about making you feel worse, you know, exploiting your vulnerabilities.
Sure.
So, so that's something that people should know, that if they wake up in the morning and the dream did not bring them peace and a sense of comfort, to please dismiss it and to be sure that you're saying protection prayers before you go to bed at night. And don't let this bother you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another, as I said, another important aspect of your book, of what you express in your book. I think one of the things that I liked was on your list of top 20 things, ways that people communicate is through numbers. And, of course, I like that part very much.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be one of my... I probably, with emails, I don't know about you, but when I get up in the morning and I open up my email programs, I'm looking at all these emails, and it's got to be one of the top 10 emails that I get, that I got these numbers in my dream, what do they mean? So I finally gave up and wrote an article about it and put it on in my resource page on my website, and I just refer people to the article because it saves me from typing it out, you know, at least once a week to somebody. So
mm-hmm.
I very much like that. But I really think that what was your motivation? Because you already wrote one book. What was your motivation to write one from the perspective of children?
Well, I noticed, I was so fascinated by children's natural abilities to communicate with spirits that it really blew me away because they're so innocent and they're so natural. And if you don't believe an adult who says they see a spirit, how can you doubt a child who doesn't even know what they're talking about? They, like, for instance, that didn't know that grandfather who they're mentioning by name comes and teaches them how to tie their shoes, because the grandfather died way before they were ever born.
Sure.
And so these stories help you to really believe that we do live on and that they really do communicate with us. But I also got spiritual information to start a book about children too. And
sure.
I get a lot of guidance in my dreams, and so I was supposed to really key in on children, because I believe that more children are going to be keeping the gift than in the past.
Right.
Many children will see and hear spirits, but then it'll kind of leave by the time they're 8 or 9 years old. And those who are meant to have a gift for the rest of their lives, even if they turn off to it, it will come back later on in life again when they want to key in on it and they're not
sure.
embarrassed by the gift. And but I believe that more and more children are going to be able to keep the gift. And I feel that parents who are not schooled in this, who've never heard of this, I don't want them to disbelieve their children or to be fearful of it or to, have others ridicule the child, how to protect them. And so my book is also not just about the 100 and some stories, but it's a guidebook for parents and professionals on how to nurture and guide a child's gift.
Sure.
And some professionals who have no concept of spiritual, the spiritual world, automatically will assume, well, that child must be like mentally disturbed.
Right.
Because they're hearing a voice.
Sure.
And, well,
it's
if the voice isn't
right.
telling them to kill somebody, I think it's okay.
It's okay. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Well,
right.
I want to validate for you just for one moment, okay? And I'm going to take you into my world, which is numerology, but I do want to validate something for you. And back in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, 60s, and even in the 70s, when people were... Because numerology, you know, it identifies your energy based on your name and your date of birth. And most people did not have a 7, the number 7, in the lettering of their name, okay? It was considered to be normal not to have a 7 in your name, because it was just the common thing. But since the 1980s, there's been a tremendous a surge of children where parents have substituted a Y for an I, or they're picking names that have a 7 in it, like a G, a Y, or a P. Now, what is the significance of the 7? Well, the 7 is when you have that at birth, it is the connection to your soul and to the divine, and so it's kind of like that, keeping that doorway open. It makes you wiser. It helps you to understand spiritual philosophy. It's a tremendous connection. And so we are having children that have sevens in their name consistently. And just to give you an example, I was staying at my daughter's house last week. I was on vacation, knee-deep in grandchildren. And my grandson is 4 years old, and he goes to preschool. And they had a list of all the kids in his class, and they were in a play. Now, mind you, I only had their first name. I didn't even have their last name. I just had their first name. Out of 22 students, 22... 14 out of the 22 in their first name alone had a 7 in their name, okay?
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's almost like, and we didn't even have I didn't even know what their last name was. So obviously a 7 could have showed up elsewhere in the name. That's kind of like beating the odds. Now, I can tell you, after doing 3,000-plus numerology readings, majority of my clients are in their 40s or 50s. Majority of them do not have 7s in their name, okay? So I can validate what you just said, that children are being born, and it's identified in their energy through numerology that they bring this spiritual connectiveness with them. And I kind of validating what you're saying coming from my world, okay?
That's interesting. It's very interesting.
Yes,
thank you for that validation. I like hearing that. Well, you know,
well,
God just loves the children and really wants to protect them. And I really believe this is what the book is meant to do,
sure.
to protect those children, and so they're not having a hard time like so many other mediums that we've heard of over the years where people didn't believe them and, they were considered an oddity. And I think God really is trying to help the children, because and not let that happen, continue to happen to them. So we're living in a much more awakened era than we ever have in the past. And I think we can thank people like James Van Praagh and John Edward.
Absolutely.
For bringing so much, really, because it's tough to be the lightning rod in the field of so many skeptics. So it takes a lot of courage to use your gift in when it's such a skeptical audience around
sure.
you, always trying to debunk what you're doing. So.
Sure. Absolutely. I absolutely agree. Okay. I'm going to just take one moment, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to give out your website again, which is ChristineDuminiac.com. ChristineDuminiac. And one thing that you can find is you actually, there's the links in order to order the book, Heaven Talks to Children, so you might want to go and check it out. Of course, there's additional information on it there. Also letting our listeners know that we are, if you have a question about an afterlife communication from perhaps one of your loved ones, or if you have a child that maybe has a gift, or any general question, you're more than welcome to call into the show. The numbers are toll-free 888-815-9756, 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, and 530-413-4522. And Christine, I know I heard a beep. That means we've got a caller. So let me check and see who is calling, please.
Hello, this is Katie from Ohio.
Hi, Katie from Ohio.
Hi, Katie.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. And yourself?
Pretty good.
Good.
Do you have a question?
I do have a question. I have a six-year-old little boy who's very special in many ways, very stubborn, and he's the funniest little kid you'd ever meet. But at night, I've noticed he's had quite a bit of night terrors. And he will stand up and start running and screaming. And when I brought him to the pediatrician, they told me that it was just something that he would outgrow. It's been well over a year now that we get him at least two times a week. Blood-curdling screams. I can't get him to calm down. We pray. Before bed, we pray while he's having these night terrors. And, of course, when you touch him, they get more upset. But he's such a special child that I'm wondering if, I mean, I've saged my home to make sure and prayed on our home. But basically what I'm asking is, like, is there anything else that I can do if there is something? He tells me what he does remember is loud noises, loud scary voices, but he doesn't know what they're saying. And it really scares me.
I understand, sure. I would, a few things. First of all, I'm glad he knows to pray, but teach him to say out loud. This is his defense mechanism. Are you of a certain faith system, by the way?
I'm very spiritual. I'm just
okay.
A very spiritual person.
Okay, well, okay, if he is, if you believe in Jesus, he could just yell out, you know, Jesus, help me. Just
okay.
Those three words. Or if not Jesus, God, help me. God, help me. Or Jesus, help me.
Okay.
And he should yell it out loud. And his angels will really come in to protect him when
okay.
they hear that. Their angels are around your son, of course. You know, everyone has an angel team to protect him. But if the spirits that are not of God are closer to the earth's density, and sometimes they fly under the radar of the angels, and they can get in there. So it's important for your son to yell that out loud, because this will help to empower him, and he might see a whole shift in the room of them leaving, or he might even get to see his angels coming in and chasing them out. Because when he starts to see a positive reaction from just yelling out to God, he will feel really strong. He'll feel like a warrior himself.
Okay.
And so see if you, and teach him that, to yell that out. And whenever he hears voices that he doesn't like, because your son just may have a gift that's going to be staying with him, and they could be trying to scare him off his gift. And what better way than to have him turn off to a gift that God is giving him if they're scaring
okay.
him all the time? you know?
So he's the most spiritual person in my house. He will talk about Jesus all the time and talk about God, and he loves teaching that. He's my little angel, and I'm thinking that it may be this last time that he did have it, we did sit down, and I was trying to really connect with him. I'm like, it's not real. It's not real. And I know that in some way it might be, but I was trying to get him to take control of it. And he did. He did eventually, and he could see me out of the blue. And normally I can't connect with him when he's like this, but this last time he did gain control somehow. We were praying out loud. My husband and I were praying out loud, you know, so he can hear us. So sometimes he cannot answer me. Sometimes he can't do what I ask him to do. But this last time he was able to. So maybe this is, you know, a step in the right direction where I can incorporate that from now on, and I will.
Definitely. It'll make such a difference, and he will feel stronger, and he'll, God might, you know, and I would pray, I'd pray to the Lord to allow your son to see the angels come in the room and chase out the bad guys. I have had the privilege of seeing that happen myself in my own room, and I know it's the most wonderful feeling to see that happen. And so, yes, if your son learns that, it's like one of the most powerful things that he can do is saying that out loud. And I talk about that in my book, by the way, too. So if you're interested in Heaven Talks to Children, it might be the perfect blueprint for you and guidance for you and your husband. But you're certainly along the right path. Praying. There's nothing better and stronger and more powerful than getting God's ear and asking him to help. And God doesn't turn down about helping little children. So,
You're the worst feeling when you're just sitting there watching him scream. You feel hopeless, you know.
Sure.
You feel helpless.
Sure.
And,
of course.
That's
of
the
course
only thing I feel I can do.
I really think it'll get better. You just, you know, say the prayers out loud, too. And the reason why you say them out loud is because from what I've understood is that the dark side can't always read your thoughts. Most of the time, they can't read your thoughts. They may read your countenance, but they can't read your thoughts. So when you say it out loud, they know what's coming. They know that you called upon Jesus or God the Father, and that they're going to be, you know, there's going to be a little butt kicking there, so they get out of their past. But they leave for a temporary period of time. You know, they can come back again. So it's not like a permanent forever, because they roam the realms near us. So, but that's okay. Every time, if your son knows to say that, he will just, some amazing things are going to happen. And you're doing a great job.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, Katie. Well, thanks for calling, sweetie, and good luck. Okay?
Thank you. God bless you and your son.
Okay, Katie.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Listen, Christine, and I'm going to apologize to my listening audience. I'm going to apologize to you, but I told you when we started this show that we had a line of storms. I'm in southeastern Pennsylvania, and it's been lightning, and it's getting louder and closer.
So it's safe to hang up.
Yeah,
I agree.
And as much as I love you all, and God knows I do love you all, you're all amazing, and you're amazing, I just really would feel a little bit more comfortable if we wrapped up the show just a little bit early and me not hanging out on the phone. I mean,
I gotcha.
I don't think God would zap me, I mean, really, but hey, you know.
We are. Electricity has a way of running through spiritual people.
Yeah, I know.
So I think it's a smart idea, Allison. Well, thank you so much for having me on. It was a privilege, and I'm so happy to talk to you. I really enjoyed it tremendously.
And I enjoyed you. And we'll have you back again sometime, okay, Christine?
Okay. Thank you again, Allison. Bye-bye now.
Thank you so much. And again, my listeners, I know that I'm closing up shop about 10 minutes early, and I apologize for that, but you all forgive me, because actually you want me to come back next week and not be fried, okay? So because of the thunderstorm, I'm just going to wrap up the show just a little bit early. So y'all have a wonderful week, and I'll be back next week. And, of course, I'm not exactly sure what the agenda is of the show, but it'll be a great show, and I'll talk to you then. So in the meantime, abundant blessings to everyone. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com
or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.